Jeremiah was called to the prophetic ministry during the reign of King Josiah of Judah. As long as that godly ruler was alive, the prophet's life and ministry were not in danger. But Josiah's death at the Battle of Megiddo in 609 BC put an end to the religious reforms undertaken by the king, and the people of Judah and Jerusalem relapsed once again into idolatry. One of Josiah's younger sons, Jehoahaz, also called Shallum, was made king by the people of Judah. He was 23 years old, but he only reigned 3 months. Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, returning victorious from the Battle of Megiddo, deposed Jehoahaz, put him in chains, and carried him off to Egypt, where he died. Jehoahaz was an ungodly man, and when he was deported, Jeremiah prophesied that he would never return, but would die in captivity. Pharaoh Necho put Eliakim on the throne of Judah and changed his name to Jehoiakim. He imposed heavy tribute on the land, which Jehoiakim exacted from the people. The king was 25 years old when he came to the throne, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 11 years. Like all Josiah's sons, Jehoiakim was an ungodly man, and he opposed Jeremiah the prophet. In 605 BC, the fourth year of Jehoiakim's reign, Pharaoh Necho was defeated at the Battle of Carchemish, when the Babylonians routed both the Assyrian and Egyptian armies. Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, had fallen in 612 BC, and the Assyrian Empire was crumbling while the Babylonians rapidly gained power. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, drove the Egyptians back to their frontiers, and Pharaoh lost control of Palestine, while Judah became a vassal of Babylon. That same year, the fourth year of Jehoiakim's reign, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, telling him to put into writing all the words of warning that God had spoken concerning Israel, Judah, and all the other nations from the reign of Josiah to that very day. "Perhaps," said the Lord, "when the people of Judah hear of all the disasters that are coming upon them, they will turn from their wicked ways, and then I will forgive them their sins." So Jeremiah called Baruch the scribe and dictated to him all the oracles he had pronounced since the beginning of his public ministry more than 20 years before. The following year, at the prophet's request, Baruch read to all the people in the temple the words of warning and the threats contained in Jeremiah's prophecy. A report was made about the prophecy to the leaders of Judah, and Baruch was summoned to come and read aloud all the words on the scroll. So the scribe read the prophecy in their hearing, and they were very alarmed. "Did Jeremiah dictate all this?" they asked. "Yes," Baruch replied. "He dictated all these words to me." Then the officials told the scribe that they had to inform the king, and that he and Jeremiah must go and hide. "Don't let anyone know where you are," they warned. The king was sitting in his winter apartment, with a fire burning in a firepot in front of him. Whenever 3 or 4 columns of the prophecy had been read, Jehoiakim cut them off with a knife and threw them into the fire, although the leaders of Judah urged him not to. Then he ordered his men to arrest Baruch and Jeremiah, but they could not be found. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah again, telling him to take another scroll and write on it all the words that Jehoiakim had burnt, and he was to add more words to it. He was to put down in writing that none of the king's sons would reign after him, and that Jehoiakim's body would be thrown out and exposed to the heat by day and the frost by night. "I will punish him and his children and his attendants for their wickedness," said the Lord, "and I will bring on the people of Judah and Jerusalem every disaster I pronounced against them, because they have not listened." A few years later, Jehoiakim rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. The king of Babylon punished the people by sending an expedition of raiders to lay waste the land. Then Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem himself and bound Jehoiakim with bronze shackles to take him to Babylon. But Jehoiakim died before he was deported, and what Jeremiah had foretold about him was accomplished. "They will not mourn for him," the prophet had said. "He will have the burial of a donkey, dragged away and thrown outside the gates of Jerusalem. Next episode, Jeremiah and King Zedekiah.